In times of crisis, we all think we see things clearly. Wars, disasters, economic collapse. These moments reveal something fundamental about human psychology. We're all vulnerable to propaganda, yet none of us believe we are. The most dangerous illusion isn't the propaganda itself, it's our certainty that we're immune to it. Let's start with a simple truth. You probably think you're an above-average driver. About 90% of people do. But that's mathematically impossible. This phenomenon, where incompetent people dramatically overestimate their abilities, has a name: the Dunning-Kruger effect. And it's basically the key to understanding why propaganda works so damn well. The less someone knows about a topic, the more confident they feel about it. This cognitive blind spot serves propaganda perfectly. When we overestimate what we know, we become ideal targets for simplified narratives that feel right because they align with our limited understanding. How many people became overnight experts during recent global events? How your relative who couldn't locate certain countries on a map suddenly had detailed opinions on international security dynamics? That's the Dunning-Kruger effect in action. What makes this truly dangerous is that under stress, like during a conflict or disaster, our brains desperately seek certainty. We crave simple explanations. We want someone to make sense of the chaos, and propaganda delivers exactly that. Neat, tidy narratives that explain complex situations in ways that feel satisfying. Meanwhile, genuine experts sound frustratingly uncertain. They qualify statements. They acknowledge complexity. The markers of true understanding actually make them seem less authoritative than someone speaking confidently in absolutes. So we end up in this upside-down world where the less someone actually knows, the more convincing they often sound. And the more someone genuinely understands a topic, the less certain they appear. Whenever you feel absolutely sure you're seeing truth while everyone else is brainwashed, that's exactly when you should question your thinking most. Look at what happens during major conflicts. Within hours, people divide into opposing information bubbles, each convinced they alone see objective truth. Both sides accuse others of falling for propaganda while missing their own susceptibility. It would be almost funny if the consequences weren't so serious. Propaganda doesn't need to convince you of something new. It just activates and amplifies existing beliefs, pushing your worldview toward extremes. And that's where our social identity takes effect. Humans evolved as social creatures. Our beliefs aren't just about facts. They're about who we are and which social groups we identify with. During crises, these social instincts kick into overdrive. Expert consensus suddenly matters less than what our social group believes. That's why identical information gets interpreted completely differently by different groups. We filter everything through our social identities. When did you last change your mind about something important based on new information? Rarely happens, right? Not because you're stubborn, but because beliefs aren't just facts. They're part of who you are. Effective propaganda exploits this perfectly. It doesn't waste time with facts and logic. It speaks directly to your identity. It signals, this is what people like us believe. Once that identity marker is established, the actual content almost doesn't matter. We fall into the righteous certainty trap. When morally justified in our position, we stop questioning assumptions. Our certainty becomes self-reinforcing. The more confident we feel, the less we seek contradictory information, making us even more confident. Despite overwhelming evidence that most people cannot multitask effectively, most believe they personally can text and drive safely. This isn't random overconfidence. It's systematic bias in how we evaluate ourselves versus others. Even experienced doctors sometimes become overconfident. Studies show physician confidence often doesn't correlate with diagnostic accuracy. The more certain a doctor feels about difficult diagnoses, the more likely they're overlooking important alternatives. Still, imperfect expertise vastly outperforms confident ignorance. This weakness creates fertile ground for propaganda today. The internet gives unprecedented access to information without providing context or analytical frameworks to evaluate it. A few hours of online videos creates a powerful illusion of expertise, exactly what propagandists target. Our brains stubbornly assume things will continue normally, even facing clear evidence of dramatic change. This normalcy bias creates another opening for propaganda, either reassuring us everything returns to normal, or weaponizing fear that only their solution restores stability. We naturally attribute others' actions to their character, while explaining our own actions through circumstances. When our side does something questionable, we find situational explanations. When opponents do identical things, we blame their inherent flaws. Propaganda weaponizes this by framing complex situations in stark moral terms, our side motivated by noble intentions, their side by corruption or malice. You see this pattern in every conflict and polarized debate. We extend infinite charity to our side, zero to theirs. We humanize our group, dehumanize others, all while believing we're being perfectly fair and objective. The most dangerous effect of all these biases working together is what happens over time. The longer we consume information that confirms our existing beliefs, the more our identity becomes wrapped up in those beliefs. Eventually, challenging those ideas feels like an attack on who we are as a person. That's when propaganda has won completely. Because once your identity is fused with certain beliefs, you'll defend them against all evidence. You'll dismiss contradictory information as lies or conspiracy. You'll question the motives of anyone who disagrees rather than engaging with their arguments. That's why propaganda is so devastatingly effective. It doesn't just change what we think, it changes who we are. It reshapes our identity until rejecting the propaganda feels like rejecting ourselves. And look around. Pretty much every major issue today has become an identity marker. Political affiliation isn't just about policy preferences anymore. It's become a core part of people's identities. Beyond all these psychological vulnerabilities, there's a simpler reason propaganda works. We want it to. We want clear villains and heroes. We want moral clarity in a complex world. We want stories that make sense of chaos. We want to believe we're on the right side of history. Propaganda satisfies these deeply human desires. It offers certainty in an uncertain world. It provides a sense of meaning and purpose. It tells us who to blame for our problems and who will save us from them. In a strange way, falling for propaganda often feels good. It's comforting. It simplifies a bewildering world. It connects us with like-minded others who share our perspective. It gives us a sense of moral clarity that's otherwise hard to come by, and that's the final piece of the puzzle. Propaganda doesn't just exploit our cognitive weaknesses, it satisfies our emotional needs. The most effective propaganda makes us feel smart for believing it.